And a very good morning to you. It is Thursday morning, the 5th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Old Testament, to the book of Micah, Micah chapter 7, and I'm reading one verse, verse 8. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Maybe we are sitting in a dark place this morning. Maybe our enemy is laughing at us. Well, the Bible says weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We may be knocked down, but we are by no means knocked out of the fight. Why, we might ask? Because Jesus Christ is on our side. So no matter how dark the situation may be, He is with us in our time of extreme testing. You see, He has been through that night of extreme darkness, and He knows what we are experiencing right at this very moment. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. You see, Jesus has been there. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was left all alone. His disciples were asleep. Jesus was in absolute darkness and despair. The Bible tells us that He was sweating drops of blood. He was taken to the high priest's house and He was put into a pit. I have been there and I have seen that hole in the bottom of the high priest's home. And He was left there until morning. He knew what was coming. Death on a cross. Oh yes, He has been through what you and I are feeling right at this very moment. But I want to say to you, my dear friend, that Jesus says in Psalm 34 and verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us from them all. You know, just yesterday, I met a gentleman who has just lost his wife. A wife that he has had for over 40 years. And I could see the pain in the old man's eyes as tears welled up. He said, Angus, I've had to sell my house and I've now moved to an old age home. I said, can I pray for you? He said, yes, please. I put my arm around his shoulder in the middle of a car wash business. They were washing our cars. And I prayed for him. And I prayed, Lord, be a friend to him that sticks closer than a brother. I got a message yesterday of a mother who is absolutely distraught. She has lost her young son. He was killed in a car crash and she just needs help. I want to say to you, mother, stand, for the battle is the Lord's. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for that mother. I pray for that old gentleman. I pray, Lord, that they'll see that, yes, weeping lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
And not only that distraught mother and that old man, but every person who is listening to this message, who is going through a time of darkness, stand with them, please, Jesus.
Father, be a comfort to them today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.